Rave Radio.
It's Tuesday, July 2nd, and this is Gary Kay. It's time for my daily rants and raves. Daily rants and raves are part of Rave Radio Broadcast Podcast Network, and we now have two sponsors of Rave Radio. We have Hypersign, the digital signage company that sells to AV integrators, and we've had them now for a couple of months, and we've now added a second sponsor, and that's MyTech. MyTech Corporation, as you may know, owns Atlas Sound and a handful of other pro AV companies. I think the two major companies that were exhibiting at InfoComm this year for MyTech were Atlas Sound and IED. And if you're in the commercial AV market, whether you're in rental or integration or house of worship market or whatever market you're in, by the way, you hear that giant bird standing behind me, I'm sure you've used MyTech Corporation products. Again, Atlas Sound and IED being the two most popular companies out there right now. But anyway, for today's Rants Raised, I want to kind of do a rant a little bit. Definitely one of the big themes at this year's InfoComm show was the pervasiveness of 4K displays and 4K technology. Basically, 4K refers to the resolution of the display, and 4K resolution displays, 4,000 by 2,000 resolution, obviously, are four times the resolution of HD TV. It's also referred to as UD TV, ultra-definition television. And so 4K is sort of becoming a buzzword, and of course a lot of people are talking about 4K applications, and of course the real applications for 4K are the ability to display multiple imaging side by side or on the same screen. So for example, to play a PowerPoint presentation in a 1080p video in full resolution side by side or stacked on top of each other in a multi-imaging application. And then, of course, for medical imaging applications or really high-resolution imaging, 4K is going to be very popular. And so you're going to see a pervasiveness of 4K displays, and they're going to be expensive. They're going to be in the range of $10,000 to $30,000 for the first year. But a number of accessory manufacturers are starting to claim that they have 4K distribution amps and 4K switching and 4K signal routing cabling products. Buyer beware, not all these will actually work 4K properly. They will work, but resolution problems will exist, clock issues will exist, because just to take a current HDMI splitter and claim that it's 4K is not the same as designing a product from the ground up to handle the bandwidth and the capabilities required for 4K distribution of digital signals. So again, buyer beware when you read these kind of things and you see fly-by-night manufacturers coming out of China and Korea and other places like this, that brands you've never heard of claiming 4K resolution compatibility. I'd be very cautious about that, and I'd stick with the brands you know. For example, Extron's come out with a new line of HDMI distribution products that are all 4K resolution capable. Extron's a company you can count on to deliver products that they claim compatibility with. So I'd be careful of the other little small companies out there that are making these types of claims and stick with the big brand companies out there. And certainly Extron's not the only one out there. But as you read stories on our website about 4K products, we'll tell you the ones that we know are compatible with 4K and the ones that we don't know whether they work with 4K or not. We either won't write up the story or we'll challenge them on our site at ravepubs.com. So you can count on us to be watching those products. If we promote a product saying it works with 4K, then it works with 4K. Otherwise, we're not going to promote it working at all. So hopefully this is helpful. But again, this is a new trend in AV, 4K distribution, 4K signal routing, and also 4K display. It's definitely not going anywhere. It's not like 3D, which was a flash in the pan kind of thing that wasn't very popular. But 4K actually has applications, especially in the multi-imaging world where you're going to put up multiple different sources on the same screen, and you want to maintain the resolution of those images. So this is Gary Kay with my daily rants and raves, and thanks to MyTech, our newest sponsor, and of course to Hypersign for continuing to sponsor Rave Radio. I'll talk to you tomorrow.